producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, America, what's buzzing in your backyard? Problems at the University of Missouri lead to a few people stepping out. I'll explain. Student activism pushes that forward. A nightmare in California, missile tests that somehow became part of the 140-character Twittersphere, leading to people thinking that aliens were coming down to attack California. I don't know. Maybe they were vaping, and perhaps something strong is what they had in those bowls. I have no idea. And in the meantime, the Rolling Stone is being sued for $25 million by that fraternity. They got smeared all over the place that they were implicated in that rape story. So we see how things can flip in different directions. And, of course, an appeals court, this is the big one, keeps the block on Obama's immigration. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper of this little old ship as we navigate through some pretty choppy waters, some interesting waters, I would say, though, especially when we talk about politics. We've got the Republican debate coming up in Wisconsin. We're going to talk to somebody from the debate on our next show and then analyze it and look at who fared well, what happens with Jeb Bush and some of the others who aren't getting the big poll numbers. How long do they stay in it? Or are they in it through the primary season, or at least the first couple primaries anyway? As far as the Federal Appeals Court and what happened, was the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, 2-1 was the ruling. 2-1 was the ruling. And what this basically means is, remember last year, the president announced that he was going to give legal status, kind of quasi-legal status, and work permits to millions of illegal immigrants. So instead, what happened was, with this 2-1 ruling, it means that that block on the immigration action stays. So the Supreme Court may take up the dispute. If they do, it would happen during Obama's term. If not, this wouldn't happen during his term. A favorable Supreme Court ruling would permit the Obama administration to implement the executive actions next summer. So we'll see. There's a lot of doubt hanging around this. Remember, so you know, last November, the president expanded eligibility for a program that he set up in 2012 to allow immigrants who entered the country illegally as children to get deferred action status and be eligible to work legally. And the effort included this other initiative to grant that status to the illegals who are the parents of the U.S. citizens or green card holders. So they figured the numbers would be up to 5 million people would be eligible for the revised Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and now they call it the Deferred Action for Parents of Americans program. How many would decide to apply or what would happen? This was announced a year ago, but Congress didn't pass any comprehensive immigration reform legislation, and there was all kinds of arguments about this, and is this overstepping the bounds of the Constitution? And voila, the Federal Appeals Court is a win, according to House Judiciary Committee Chair Bob Goodley, who said, that panel oversees the immigration. He says the president's decision to ignore limits placed on his power and just go ahead and act like unilaterally to rewrite immigration laws is an affront to the Constitution. So it gets held up. Be interesting to see what the Supreme Court actually does with all of this, because I think they will grab it. Grim, hello, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of curious what the speaker's going to do, you know. I mean, is he going to get a couple representatives to draft impeachment or not?
No, it's not happening. Anybody, you know, everybody touting the impeachment thing, there's no way. That's because there's a year left. So if that was going to happen, that would have happened a long time ago.
Well, I was just responding to that. But Donald, he's doubling down on slinging the mud.
No kidding. He's going after Carson big time.
I think he's going to cut his own throat, Kate. I really do.
Because you think that that's just bad politics and that just makes him look bad?
Well, where do you think, vote for the lesser of two evils and all this has come from? You know, the older generation that, you know, older than me. You know,
right.
Generations before me, you know. I mean, that's why you don't see people voting. They're sick of it.
Yeah.
And
I agree with that. I agree with that. But, I mean, here's the thing. Do you want Ben Carson as your president? Do you want him to be president?
Can I trust him? That's my problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there you go. Because there's things that don't add up. Not everything, but there's things that don't add up. And now here's the thing. Once you decide you're going to run, whether it's fair or not, you're going to be massively scrutinized. And anything you've said, anything you've written, anything that could be questioned where you exaggerate or embellish, that's all going to be out there for everybody.
Well, it's the same even with Donald Trump, you know. I mean, everything he says is great, you know, but to a certain degree, you know. I mean,
right.
There's a lot I do disagree with. And besides, when are they going to start talking about the debt? When are they going to start talking about job creation? When are they going to start talking about the economy? When are they going to start, yeah, first, you know, he was right, fixed the wall, but I hadn't really heard anything about, you know, economic plans from him. He stuck with the wall thing. That shows, you know, that does show that he is an entertainer and he's living off this extremism of being an entertainer, you know. You know what I'm saying. That's why he stuck with this thing with Ben Carson. And I see a lot of people, I think a lot of people are going, well, it's going to turn a lot of voters away. And that's the problem. And that's why I kept saying, Hillary, because they won't do anything legally to her, which she's a criminal. You and I would be in prison. We'd be in a dark hole.
We would. We would be in prison. Yeah, that is true. There is, you know, that's the deal. When you have power and money, it does buy you certain things, doesn't it? It does.
Well,
if
you grab her and you convict her, then that means everybody else up there is going to get grabbed. And so that's why they fight for each other.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the problem. Until we grab one of them, we actually tar and feather them. Then, you know, nothing's going to change.
Right.
That's the way my dad always looked at it, you know. You got to fix it from the very, you know, cut it off at the head. Fix it from the very beginning of the problem.
And he was right. And your dad was right. Cut it off at the head. Stop it. Thanks, Grim. We're up against it. Cut it off at the head because that's what you need to do. But, again, the people that have money, if you're the one percenter, listen, you can have the best attorneys, you have the best accountants, you get the loopholes, you get the advantages, just the way the world works, right? Stay with us.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you ready for a good time at par? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout and will you cry when that fire goes rolling by? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
Hey, have you heard that great invention that they call atomic power on? And I'm a quick contention to that final.
You gotta love that.
Just blow it all away, bring your blood whore.
Across this great country and beyond our borders. Here's one that really rocked a lot of people's worlds. It wasn't about Donald Trump saying that, Ben Carson is a pathological, diseased person because of some of the stories. A book, as Trump says, where he says he went after his mother, hit her on the head, or hit her with a hammer, hit a friend in the face with a padlock, hard in the face. He said, is this the guy who went to be president? Then he said he was doubtful, Trump did, when he was on one of the Sunday Swirl shows, Meet the Press, that he attempted to stab a friend at 14, because how could Carson do that? How could he be stopped by a belt buckle? And if you know belt buckles, Trump says, they turn and they twist, so the tails keep twisting around Ben Carson's head. What does it mean? It seems as though he only has more rabid followers who donate more money to his cause. And Trump even suggested when he was on O'Reilly's show that he should take pills, that is that disease, that he's got a disease, and he has explaining to do with between the Egyptian pyramids being built by Joseph to store grain and being offered a West Point scholarship at a dinner with General William Westmoreland. So pretty interesting. It's interesting in the fact that there's plenty of support still out there for Ben Carson, and Trump is doing what you do. He's trying to turn it around. But as Grimm pointed out and other people have said who have emailed the show or called, what does it mean? It's the same old politics, right? And the Republicans don't want to get into this thing either where they're eating their own. That's part of the spectacle, and it becomes the pageant show where everybody watches and the networks get huge ratings, but ultimately, does it help the Republicans or a Republican really in the end get elected? So then there's this story. the Russians and cheating. Did you hear about this? Yeah. The Russians and doping. The report by the World Anti-Doping Agency is implicating coaches, athletes, trainers, doctors, and other Russian institutions. They're saying that Russia should be suspended from competition because of their state-sponsored doping in Russian sports. Are you shocked? Do you think the Russians would cheat? Can you imagine being accused of such things? Yeah, well, a lot of things are being written now, meaning a lot of, not things, a lot of stories, blogs. It's out there. It's out there because the World Doping Agency pumped it out there and said that, you know, you look at the Winter Olympics in Sochi last year, and let's talk about the samples. A lab once destroyed more than 1,400 samples. And they say they impersonated lab engineers during the Olympics. So they were covering up positive results. They had phony lab testers. Athletes had false names, identities, so they didn't get the unexpected testing. Some paid to make the violations disappear. Others bribed the anti-doping authorities to make sure they got good results. And they had bogus urine samples for those who were doping. That's brutal. So somebody else works their entire life as a kid to be in the Olympics, and they're going up against these Russians who are doping, who are hiding it every which way they possibly can. I mean, there were hundreds of allegations in this report. 323 pages. And like I said, athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, all kinds of Russian institutions. This may be the most extensive ever state-sponsored doping program since the East Germans did it in the 70s. Think about that. Now, there's a proposal saying that the Russians should be suspended from competition by track and field's governing body and be barred from track and field events at next summer's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Wow. I think the wow factor is that they really caught them. Because Dick Pound, who is the president of the World Anti-Doping Association, says, you know what, it's worse than we thought. It's an old attitude from the Cold War days. Duh. Don't we get that, that Russia has not really expanded that much from those days? Of course not. These findings are unreal. They say if they have to shut down the whole system, they will. That's what they're going to do if they have to do that. But imitating doctors? Wow. I mean, does that not taint your feeling, though, of the Olympics? I mean, are there other people that try to cheat? Of course. But at this level? And think about it. Russia and the statistics on doping, the violations are off the charts. I mean, they're number one, the number one violator, by the way, off the charts. So they're doing this criminal investigation. And they say this one guy accepted bribes to allow at least six Russian athletes to be able to participate in competitions, including the 2012 Olympics. Think of the London Olympics. And Russian athletes in big numbers have been caught doping in the last couple of years, far more than any other country, that's for sure. I mean, that's massive corruption and scandal and bribes and payoffs and blah. And listen, you know, we know people cheat to get the edge, but boy, they need to be bounced from competition. And I think it taints the Olympics because then it brings in all those questions again. Remember Lance Armstrong, our own gift to the world, and what a gifted athlete he was. But then the whole doping thing with Lance Armstrong and how his world crumbled around him. Well, you can multiply that when you're talking about an entire body of athletes and others connected to them. It's that much worse. And when you look at the Olympics, does it make you think of that? Like, oh, remember the East Germans? Remember reading the stories about the East Germans in the 70s? This is awful. So, to me, I think they should prove it, prove everything they can, and get every bloody medal back they can. Make them give the medals back. And don't let them compete. Don't let them compete until you know they're clean. If everybody else has to go through that, then I would say it's not fair. Let's get a clean competition. Is that even, you know, and maybe that's naive. Is that even possible to have a clean competition? Think of how proud athletes are and how they kill themselves, those gymnasts, swimmers. I mean, track and field, pick any sport, really. And the amount of money parents or people who sometimes don't have money, but they have a talented kid that they pump into it, where they have to drive them at 4 a.m. somewhere to some ice rink or some gymnasium. And who knows how many people were denied medals because they were beaten by a Russian who was doping. And could there be a few Russians that weren't doping that get lumped into the whole crowd? All right, the missile test in California, I'm going to lump this in here quickly. What a nightmare that has become, and I don't think the Navy really wanted that. This is the power of social media once again. Because what was going on, when you look at what it looked like in the sky, it did look really crazy, like a laser light show, kind of, is the best way to describe it. So they're shooting this off, this missile test, from a sub off the California coastline, and that's what people are seeing. And that's all they're seeing. So, of course, they wonder what it is. And they start tweeting it out, letting everyone know that there's something odd going on the West Coast. And it wasn't a comet. It wasn't a ship from outer space. Here's what I don't get. Did the Navy think that they could do this test and it would go unnoticed? They can't be that dumb. Really? Or maybe they are. It's glowing, crazy, wild glow. Could they think that nobody would see that? You go and you look at the video of it. Oh, man, it was crazy. It went off at 6 p.m. So it was darker. You could see it. It was the first time the Navy had tested a Trident 11D5 missile, 44-foot-long weapon, has a range of 4,000 nautical miles. Crazy. All right, as we continue to roll here on America Tonight, hang with us. More odds and ends on the flip side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Carson, fair or foul, 855-266-5283. Does this make you want to dump Trump or give Trump a bump? Is it a bravo moment or is it a, oh boy, no, 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 don't go there? So here's the scoop about Ben Carson. He tries to move on, but now we've got this Republican debate in Wisconsin. We'll be hearing from Justin Duckham live on our next show. And, of course, we'll have all of the sound from the debate, some of the bigger moments, that kind of stuff. We've got the kids' table and the grown-ups' table, which Chris Christie isn't at the grown-ups' table this time. He's in the undercard category, the earlier show, which is getting some ratings, by the way, on all the networks, but certainly nothing like primetime, 9 o'clock Eastern. So Carson is trying to get by the scrutiny that he's facing. But it's funny, with the media scrutinizing him, he absolutely has a rabid fan base that is growing because he's raising more money. So there are people coming to the defense of Ben Carson, despite some of the cockamamie things that, you got to say, are a little odd. I mean, even if you like Ben, oh, you got to be saying, Ben, what is going on? Why are you even touching some of the things that you're touching? And here's the thing. This is also a test for any candidate. Listen, you're going to be picked over no matter who you are. So Carson's recorded voice speaks on robocalls from Carson America. He talks like all the candidates, so for about 90 seconds, about how he is being just raked over the coals and scrutinized. And he's a co-frontrunner with Trump in most of the polls. So he may have the best chance to be standing there at the end as well, in this Republican field. And he says, the politically correct police have been out to get me since I denounced Obamacare at a prayer breakfast in 2013. And I won't be silenced, which is true. That's when he rose to a little bit of fame, when he stood up at the prayer breakfast and people started to say, oh, who is this? You know, we've heard of Ben Carson, but now we can connect him a little bit better. They're saying that his fundraising money jumped up to $3.5 million with this media attack that's been launched on him, on the claims that he tried to stab a classmate when he was a kid and he had a violent temper and a class he took at Yale and was offered a scholarship to West Point. And there's some other stories that have been flying around about Ben Carson. But here's the bottom line. Who is the party going to back? Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio? Ultimately, somewhere between the primaries and the discussions, somebody emerges. And, you know, we're less than a year away from that process, believe it or not. Because you think the Republican convention is in June of 2016. Somebody emerges as the candidate. Who is going to be left standing? Will it be Ben Carson? Will it be Donald Trump? Will it be Marco Rubio? Will it be somebody else? Rand Paul must also feel like Jeb Bush, like, what happened? People were just singing his praises when he won the midterm elections, jumped into the Senate, and was off to the races. So many people were backing Paul, saying they loved him, libertarians, everything. Some of what he was proposing to do. And then when he took a big stand. But his star has faded. But is that only temporarily? Is there ever a case where somebody gets pushed to the back of a pile and suddenly they rise? Here's the thing. You've got political strategists that are constantly trying to come up with ways to get names out there, to get some kind of buzz, to find a thread, to figure out a way to push their guy to the top. How do they get the most notice? How does that happen? I mean, so here's the thing. Ultimately, it is Trump and Carson right now. So Trump going after Carson, does it hurt him or does it help him by pointing out the discrepancies between what Ben Carson is saying and then what he comes back with? And is he lying? Joe Scarborough, if you ever watch his show, Morning Joe, I actually like Scarborough, and we'll get him back on the show, but a long time ago we had him on the show. He says Carson is lying and just needs to come clean. And if he comes clean, you know, if he comes clean, then that changes everything. I don't know, but does it change everything? I mean, what's he going to say? I don't recall about the belt buckle and the stabbing. I changed my mind about the pyramids. The West Point thing was something I was said to me, but I can't prove it. You know, what's he going to come out and say? And specifically, Scarborough says, you're lying. You need to come out front. You need to admit it because it's only going to get worse from here. And some of the statements that are happening, that are being drawn out, came from his autobiography, Gifted Hands. Out of that. Carson says, there is a desperation on behalf of some to find a way to tarnish me because they've been looking through everything. They've been talking to everybody I've ever known and seen. I'm being skewered. There's got to be something. They're getting desperate. It's ridiculous. Carson says, my prediction is that all I don't have you guys trying to pile on is actually going to help me, because when I get out to these book signings, there's thousands of people, and they say they don't let the media get you down. But he did make a complicated matter worse when he said that other politicians, especially Barack Obama, didn't go under the same kind of scrutiny. And the answer is, yeah, there was scrutiny over Obama. For sure there was scrutiny. On this show, there was massive scrutiny for people calling in constantly throughout the time he was running. But that was everybody. That was everybody. The stabbing thing especially is what Scarborough is nailing him for. The stabbing of a friend, which turns out not to be who it was said he was. The hammer to the mother's head, we're not sure about that. Blah, blah, blah. Shielding people in Detroit riots, locking people up in biology labs to shield them. People can't remember that either. General Westmoreland's dinner, nobody can remember that he got that. That the date was wrong. But I'll go back to the money again. The money, you know, that he raised. So there is a backing for Ben Carson. But to me, it's fascinating to see what is going to ultimately happen here. Who is the last guy standing? It's not going to be a woman. It's not going to be Carly Fiorina. It's the last guy. Who is the last Republican standing in the end? By the way, coming up on this show, before we skedaddle, what's trending on Twitter, the 140-character trip-up? Because a lot of people have tripped up lately on Twitter, that's for sure. A lot of people. And because so many of you care about this, and this was used to be a big issue, and still should be, by the way, when we would talk about this politically speaking, but a judge ordered the NSA bulk collection stopped early on constitutional grounds. So that whole spying program is shut down now. That's a huge, huge win. It was supposed to expire in 3 weeks, but why are we doing it? So Judge Richard Leon was the guy who did this. He said this whole bulk telephone metadata collection program, forget it. November 29th, it was supposed to be done. He said, let's just do it now. Wind it down. Let's just stop it. We're losing constitutional freedoms. And even one day is one day too long. Congress allowed the bulk collection, which was, of course, the whole thing with Ed Snowden, the contractor, to continue until that transition. And then that's it, no more. But I love the idea of dumping out of that early. And there probably could be a government appeal. They could try to postpone the order or just run the clock out or something, but maybe they won't. They'll just drop it out. The legality of that surveillance revealed in Ed Snowden's documents was crazy, wasn't it? As much as you know, and people would make comments, oh, the government, they know what we're doing. Well, we didn't know it was that bad. That's part of the hold their feet to the fire thing. None of us had any idea about that. It goes to the Ed Snowden thing. And whether or not, do you think he's a traitor or is he a hero? But the bottom line is, he's not coming back to the United States anytime soon. Unless he knew he could get pardoned or get what he calls a fair trial. But this whole thing with the NSA and overreach and constitutional rights, whoever is the next president, this is a continuation of what they'll have to deal with. How do you keep America safe but not trample on our rights? There's a question. There's a million-dollar question. Trending on Twitter. Yeah, that's next.
I digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's trending? Stand up from the crowd, cause I never wanna blend in. You gotta mix it up, message trending. Right about now, you get the vibes I'm sending. What's trending? Stand up from the crowd,
what's trending in the 140 character world? Yeah. It's pretty easy to send a sign up, rather, for Twitter. You can go to our Twitter account, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, and you can check it out, and we'll tweet back and forth and retweet and all that kind of stuff. So what are the top Twitter trends in the past, I was looking at this today, in the past 30 days? What's everybody talking about? Well, one is aliens taking over the Earth party. And of course that refers to the missiles being launched off the coast of California from that sub. That's what that means. And then there was another one that I thought was really, really interesting that was Respect Lewis. And, you know, part of what was being talked about over the weekend was Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live and Larry David screamed out. He was supposedly given $5,000, he screamed out, "You're a racist." And that got a lot of play on Twitter. Now, hashtag The Voice got a ton because that's a popular show. A lot of people are watching The Voice and they're looking to see what the comments were about the singers. And there's been a lot of gossipy things written about a couple of the people who are the judges on The Voice, Gwen Stefani, a rocker chick, and Blake Shelton, who's a country singer. So that's what people were tweeting about, the fascination. So anyway, some of what you would have seen if you were looking for tweets on that is you would see this one. Great time tonight at The Voice. Big thanks to Big Dragon 1979. That is Dave Phoenix who hit that one up. Then there is Melody who says, my heart will break if at Jordan Smith Live doesn't win The Voice. At Adam Levine is right. He's not just a singer. He's an inspiration. Then I could go on and on. But then there's a couple of others. And I've not even really seen this show. I've only seen a few moments of it. There was another one that, let's see. I'll try to give you a good one. How about this? Zap to it says, Gwen Stefani gives Ellie Lawrence a second shot at greatness on hashtag The Voice. Watch again. So the whole idea behind this voice show is you don't see them, you just hear them, and then you go from there, and then they do see them and talk to them and all that other sort of stuff. And Jordan Smith was one of the popular singers, and that was tweeted out a bunch about him constantly. And then this, did Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's new romance make its way to the Voice or not? What you didn't see on TV from Blake and Gwen's first show as a couple. Who cares, right? Do we care about that nonsense? Of course we don't. Of course we don't pay attention to that. I don't know, right? And then there was the, let's give you some more. Then there were some other things that were tweeted out that were these hashtags that included, and a lot of them are television shows, but there were some other things that were tweeted out like underwear songs, hashtag underwear songs. And so you can put a hashtag for anything, and then other people jump on it, whatever it is, but especially if it's something popular. Because then you'll get more people that'll pay attention to it. If it's something to do with sports, for example, an athlete or something incredible that happened, some incredible story or something that people care about, that becomes a big deal. That trends. And the underwear song definitely trended and got a lot of hits where you had people chiming in saying it's the best ever and what would you do and remember Michael Jordan, some non sequiturs and whatnot. But some of the top trending global things that are being talked about include WTS. And see, that's Dancing with the Stars. So much of it is about television shows. And some of it's about politics, too. Donald Trump is always on Twitter. And so he, or somebody's doing it for him, but I think he's doing it a lot. And because he's on Twitter a lot, his tweets are retweeted constantly and commented on all the time. And the Ben Carson, going after Ben Carson, that's been another thing that's been big. Hashtag get Ben Carson. So some of the stories that are out there about him are being tweeted and retweeted all over the place. So it's kind of a quick way to get news, if that makes sense, right? You have to check out Real Radio Talk. What's trending on Twitter? I'll start writing things about what's trending on Twitter, and there's a live feed, and there's a live news feed too, and the news feed will pump out what's popular, and a lot of what's popular often too is cats and goats and jokes about animals and that kind of stuff. But that's trending on Twitter. One thing that's not trending on Twitter is what's happening with Hillary Clinton, at least not lately. At the Benghazi hearings, absolutely. There was hashtags galore all over the place. But now it's more focused on Carson. Then you've got the Republican debate, so Twitter will explode, I'm certain. And this is Fox Business News doing this. Neil Cavuto is one of the moderators. Maria Bartiromo is another one out of Wisconsin. And what will happen in that debate as far as the economy is concerned? Will we actually hear conversations about taxes and where the economy is headed and the deficit and ultimately what we're doing about it? Or is it going to be more of the whole gotcha thing again? Ratings-wise, Trump definitely gave NBC a little bit of a bump. Not huge. They weren't astronomical numbers, but they were really good numbers. In some markets, too, it was the best they had seen in 4 years. And they knew this, and this is why they wanted Trump to do it. They wanted him to do it because they knew that they would get a bump in the ratings, of course, and that's the name of the game in TV is to get ratings. And they definitely got ratings. 15 million people at some points, you know, watching this. When you think of Saturday Night Live in its heyday, and you only had a handful of channels, not the 50 million Netflix and offshoot offerings and movie channels and all of that, you had captive audience, and you had some really funny creative people in the beginning of that, and it's gone through some lean times, but having Donald Trump on gave the show a boost because politics, of course, really plays well on Saturday Night Live. We saw it with the whole Sarah Palin thing and the imitations of Hillary Clinton. Now there's somebody else doing imitations of Hillary Clinton. Before it was Amy Poehler during the years that she was on. And the Hillary Clinton character is funny. And then there's somebody new doing Obama. So this isn't anything new. And there have been other politicians that have come on the show. But Trump actually hosting the whole show and being a bigger part of it, I think, helped them get the bounce probably in the ratings, too. More than just like a cameo appearance, I guess, would be. The sad thing is, even with the bump in the ratings on Saturday Night Live, does it really translate into people caring about politics or wanting to vote? The answer is not really. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.